It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll do it live. F***ing thing sucks.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's congratulate Mary Wilkie of Fredericksburg, Virginia. Mary gets tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center July 28th, featuring Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Get your tickets at the Verizon Center box office or Ticketmaster. Let us get back to the final buzz of the afternoon as I while away the weekend, the waning hours of the show, thinking about watching What's Up, Doc, starring Barbara Streisand.
Will you watch that on tape?
Yes, I'll watch it on my Betamax.
That'll be good. And Buzz, I know what you're thinking. It's The Outsiders.
Thank you. Time won't let me.
I'll watch that movie, Rob, as I'm talking on my really large mobile telephone.
It comes in a suitcase, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a suitcase.
Like Elvis had.
Almost like World War II.
You got to crank it.
Should be fun.
Call me.
Big fun at the homestead.
Yeah. Call me from the cinema.
Sure.
This is the story I promised. A woman in England has been awarded $10,000 because her boss used to harass her with flatulence.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob. And you too now, Buzz.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah, Ozium.
Ozium boy.
43-year-old Teresa Bailey of suburban London worked at a telemarketing company.
Hello.
She says it did like that. She says it turned out to be a wildly unprofessional office.
What is that? Oh, not again. Not again, please. You've
Boo!
Done it again. Oh, that's
Boo!
The third time. I'm talking. Sorry.
Her coworkers regularly made sexist jokes and made her wear a name tag that said, I'm simple.
That's very, very British. Hello, we're very, very British. Listen, here, we've got a name tag for you. And I picture them as the thug cockneys. Uh-huh. Hello, love. Listen, come right over here. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
I've got a button for you. Put this on your lapel. It says, you are simple. Gotta run. Sorry.
Simple.
Simple.
But the worst of it was, she says, is that her boss frequently lifted his right haunch and broke wind in her direction. She gave it 2 months, and then she quit.
Goodbye, love. Sorry you couldn't stand it.
Then she filed a lawsuit.
Would you like some blood sausage?
Oh, that's what causes this.
Would you like some sausages?
No, thank you.
Some delicious sausages.
Some head cheese.
There you go. I'm going to boil a piece of meat, and then I'm going to come back for me lunch hour. And I'm going to do it right in your face.
South slow.
Hello, love. And don't worry. She won't mind. She's simple.
This week, a court agreed that the marketing company had done Teresa wrong and ordered it to pay her $10,000.
No, that's bollocks. I don't want to play. I don't want to pay or play.
This is creepy. The thought of a drunk guy who's HIV positive intentionally spitting on a cop makes his arrest more than understandable.
Yeah, but he does so like that mermaid, you know, on TV that you see on a TV commercial. The merman.
I'm not familiar.
You ever see where he spits the water and he goes, mew.
I like it.
Mew.
You queen.
The old queen.
Well, this guy could be charged with public drunkenness and disorderly. He most certainly could be charged with interfering with law enforcement and even assault. But 40-year-old Willis Campbell of Dallas is going to prison for 35 years on the charge of assault with a deadly weapon.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Even though HIV cannot be transmitted by saliva.
Can it be if it gets into, like, blood?
No, how do you get saliva into blood?
Like, if you've got an open cut and they spit on it, you can get it.
No, it can't
I don't
travel
think so. It doesn't travel in saliva.
Really?
So no.
Only, it travels in a suitcase.
But only, I think, blood. And number three.
Right.
And milk.
That's right. Mother's milk, that's right.
Really, not saliva.
And
where have I
and,
been?
And
women's three.
Yeah.
Where right. have I been? Off the market.
You've been safe, Mike, and
yes.
That's why you and I can cuddle.
Right, right. And that's why we do cuddle. Right before the show.
Every day.
During and after.
Because it relaxes and settles.
30 days in jail, absolutely. 35 years in prison, really?
They're going to give the guy 35 years in prison for spitting on somebody?
For assault with a deadly weapon.
But hold on.
Though,
you're saying it's absolutely no way that he can pass the AIDS
right.
virus along by spitting.
And yet he's been convicted of assault with a deadly weapon and spends 35 years in prison for it.
Jeez. That's a little heavy-handed.
Seemed like it.
That's a really little over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A woman in Nashville called for an ambulance and waited. She waited for hours before anyone responded to her 911 call. A local TV reporter looked into why the delay.
There she is now.
Mm-hmm. I love the accent.
Woman in distress.
Mm-hmm.
The reporter listened to that 911 recording, and then the reporter heard something you really don't want to hear from an emergency operator. After the woman in distress hung up, the operator is on the recording saying, "I really don't give an S what happens to you."
What do y'all want him to kill me so you can put yellow paper around it and say, "We got there just for the day"? Is that it?
Okay, ma'am. I'll update the call. Get that to my daughter as soon as possible. I really just don't give a shit what happens. Yeah.
There's the tape.
Doesn't it sound like Toby from The Office?
Yeah, and you know what? I don't care what the circumstance. Not in that job.
Right.
No.
Not in that job, asshat. Really. Honest to God. Mm-hmm. Screw that guy.
That's why they fired Joe, and we got him.
Yeah, and Joe would say that after every caller.
Yeah, he still does, but now it's not for 911.
I'm burning. My body is physically burning.
Not as crucial. Do you need any power washing?
I don't give an S what happens to you.
I'm halfway home. Me?
See you later,
looking
alligator.
Out for number one.
Don't care one little bit.
Music City officials say the operator is no longer on the job. They say he was fired, not because of that call, but because he flunked his final exam.
Okay, well, he didn't care about studying either.
No wonder NASA's having to recruit astronauts again. Our scientists in space have already been drinking water that's made from their own condensed sweat and filtered from what they use for laundry.
You know what that is sometimes?
What is that?
It's floating in space music.
I like you're what right. you're doing with your arms.
There. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, spaceman.
I love space story.
You look like Wayne Newton coming on stage.
I'm over here now. This next performer does such a great job. You might have remembered me when I was 10 years old, and I starred in a cameo role in the movie What's Up, Doc? With Barbara Streisand.
Have you seen that movie, Wayne?
I saw it when I was 5 years old.
And how was it?
Just a boy. It sucked then.
Did you not like it?
What's Up, Doc?
You like that?
But I love Bugs Bunny.
Thought you would.
Thank you.
Now, NASA is planning to convert the astronauts' urine into drinking water as well.
Ew.
NASA says it'll be cleaner than tap water. I'll have the vodka.
Thanks so much.
Saying plenty.
I'm an astronaut, too.
And the city of Los Angeles plans to take it a step further and convert all of its sewage to drinking water. L.A. pipes in much of its water from elsewhere, but...
Turn it on and rip the knob off!
I don't know why I said that. Well, it's a water valve.
Right, water knob, I guess.
Turn it on and rip the knob off!
But with water shortages in Southern California, that's not very reliable, shipping it in like that. So Los Angeles is trying to reduce its dependency on foreign water. Other conservation plans include requiring waterless urinals.
I would like to get Ukrainian water. That would be best water. I will get Ukrainian water, and you can't have any. You don't get any. You
I don't
understand?
Like Ukrainian water because it tastes too much like beets.
It tastes perfectly good. That does not taste like borscht. You do not know what to talk about. You're so stupid with your check.
Water.
We talk at the same time when we argue. That makes it funnier.
Water has
you
chunks.
Don't understand nothing.
The water has chunks.
You're stupid Russian.
And the onion-shaped roof.
That's why I got more toilet paper.
Check.
In my club, I will place this part whenever I want.
Do you want to wait in line for cheese?
Dueling Russians.
Thank Finally, you. Teeth.
Yes.
The sequel.
Oh,
really?
No means no at any age. And in Salisbury, North Carolina, a would-be rapist got his comeuppance.
Wow.
A man tried to force a teenaged girl to give him that special favor.
Okay.
She refused, mm-hmm. So he beat her.
Yeah.
So then she pretended to go along and later showed police that she had bitten off part of his parts.
Excellent. Police. That's a good story. That's a feel-good story.
His delicates.
And you know what that would sound like this. I'll turn that up a little bit, Rob, will
go
you?
Ahead.
Here we go. That would be.
You were there.
That's just like the movie I watched, Teeth.
Didn't know we had tape of it.
It was wonderful.
Police are asking local hospitals to keep an eye out for a guy with a serious genital wound.
Hi, I'm coming to the emergency room.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Thank you, gentlemen. Another nice week of programs. We're just given another week's contract, I was told earlier today. Very excited about that. We want to thank Prelo Alexander. He's the guy that wrote the book, You Want Fries With That. He's
Good
the
book.
Guy that worked for minimum wage. Poor son of a bitch. Also, Dustin the movie boy. Dustin, it was real nice.
Thank you, Dustin.
Really, we do appreciate it,
yeah,
Dustin.
We were just goofing around.
Having a little fun.
I hope he makes the finals.
Go to themovieboy.com
And you can read Dustin's reviews there. He knows a lot about movies. Mm-hmm. The executive producer of The Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the What's Up Doc radio network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, if at first you don't succeed, try again. But remember, there is a 100% chance we will not call you back. Have a great weekend. Be very safe. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.